Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Namashestam manamati sati putram mata swarupam rupam dasha grajam urupurim maturim ghostavatim radha kundam girivaram mahoradika madhavasam prapto yashapatita kripaya shigurum tamnatosmi Utama adama kichuna bachira jachiya dileka kola kahe premananda emona goranga hridoya dadiya bola vaja goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namore jejana goranga bhaje se hoy amara pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Yashaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya. Prema bidana parama pumarta tis my jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste madgavirapi gopala sri kriyat kripaya jadi Tadaiva sambhaya pitva risheyustat priyajanaha Pasanjahamaho nityam paraparada dharmakaha Kshamashramam hare radhe dehi me sadhu dharmakam I'm an offender. To offend others is a nature that I have, like a snake. So we pray, we offer this prayer. O Srimati Radharani, please be kind to me, please forgive me, please change my nature from being like a snake into being a saintly person. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is so nice. I'm so happy to be here. You have so many wonderful devotees, and you have many short devotees. What is your name? Huh? Did you catch? You have to speak loudly, I'm sorry. Lolinda? Huh? Olalinda. Olalinda, is that right? No? What is her name?
Manjari.
Your name is Manjari. What is her name? Oh? Ona Linda? Ona. Ona Linda. I'm sorry, I'm not saying your name very good. See, I'm an offender. Ona Linda, how old are you?
9 years.
9 years old. Do you like Krishna?
Yes.
Yes? So I was thinking today that we would ask some questions from all of you because I'd like to know how much you know. So first question, okay? Who is Krishna's mother? Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda gave birth to Krishna? She's escaping. What do you think, Manjari?
No.
No? Yes, you don't know. Maybe. Any other possibilities? Who is the mother of Mother Yashoda? Who is the mother of Krishna? What do you think? Anybody else has any other ideas?
Devaki.
Who?
Devaki.
Devaki. Uh-oh. Now we have some controversy. Onalinda's saying that it's Yashoda, and Prabhuji's saying that it's Devaki. What do you think, Prabhuji? Who's the mother of Krishna?
Devaki.
Devaki. Oh, he's siding with him. Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts? Who's really the mother of Krishna? Some people say that it's Devaki. And some people say that it's Yashoda. I was thinking maybe we would tell some stories in this regard. Would you like to hear that? Is that okay? Because we want to go to Vrindavan. Yes. So today maybe we'll have a big 747 jumbo jet and we'll all go together to Vrindavan. Would you like that today? Yes? Okay, so who's really Krishna's mother? There's been this debate for a long, long time. And it's said that he's Devaki Nandan. Some say he's Yashoda Nandan. Srila Prabhupada, in Krishna book, he says that Krishna is a son of Devaki. But you know, in his purports to the 10th canto, Prabhupada says that Krishna is a son of Yashoda. A very interesting thing. He cites Rupa Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary. And Vishwanath, he says that actually Krishna is a son of Yashoda. He says that Krishna appeared twice in two different places at the same time. You heard this before? Very interesting thing. And Vishwanath says this, he quotes Harivamsa Purana to support this. And the same thing is said by Rupa Goswami in Radhakrishna Ganadesh Deepika and Lagu Vaishnava Toshini. Jiva Goswami says something like this in Gopal Champu. Many books he tells like this. So he says that there were two things that happened at the same time. One was the Avirbhav. Krishna appeared in the prison of Kamsa. There was like a puff of smoke, and four-armed Vishnu appeared there. Now, for any ladies here who have given birth to babies, you can be glad that he appeared, because if you had to give birth to a baby, you had a helmet on, and a Sudarshan Chakra in one hand, and a club in the other hand, it would be a very difficult birth. So his Avirbhav was there. But at the same time he appeared there, he was born in Gokul. Mother Yashoda had twins. She had Yogamaya, and she had Nandanandan Krishna. There are many stories about this. Nice thing. So when Vasudev carried Vasudev Krishna, who was a four-armed form, and he manifested the form of a baby then, across the Jamuna to Gokul, he didn't know that Krishna had already been born. And in the Bhagavatam, it said that the Jatakarma Sanskara, the cutting of the umbilical cord, umbilical cord, the cord that goes from the mother to the baby, was done in the house of Nanda Maharaj. That's pretty good evidence. Unless that cord went all the way across the Jamuna to Mathura, Krishna's definitely the son of Yashoda. So when Vasudev came, by the potency of Yogamaya, he couldn't see that there were twins there. He only saw Yogamaya. He didn't see the little boy. And he put down that Vasudev Krishna. And Vasudev Krishna entered into the body of Nandanandan Krishna. Prabhupada describes this in his commentary in the 10th canto. And that baby, Vasudev Krishna, entered into the body of Krishna. And for 16 full years, Krishna didn't kill any demons. Prabhupada says like this. It was Vasudev Krishna, Narayan, who was inside of Krishna. Because Krishna is simply enjoying. But sometimes there were some rumors. One day, the boys are playing with Krishna at Brahmandagat. And they started teasing Krishna. Do you know what they said? We know something you don't know. We know something you don't know. Krishna said, what is it? What is it? We're not going to tell you. Krishna said, what is it? What is it? They said, we know you're not really the son of Yashoda. Krishna didn't say anything. Tears came to his eyes. And suddenly he ran away. And no one could find him for the whole day. Mother Yashoda was looking, so many people were looking, no one could find Krishna. Toward the end of the day, one of the Palindri ladies, the Sabaras, the village, the tribal ladies who were there, came to Mother Yashoda's house and she said, "Are you looking for your Gopal?" She said, "Yes." And the Palindri lady said, "I know where she's at." She said, "You come with me." And she took Mother Yashoda to the forest. And there was a big ancient tree. And inside that tree, there was a hollow space. And Krishna was sitting inside the tree, crying. Mother Yashoda came. She said, "Gopal, what is it?" And Gopal turned his head away. Mother Yashoda said, "Gopal, tell me what's wrong." And Krishna started crying more. He said, "Ma, they say I'm not really your mother." And then Mother Yashoda started crying. She said, "No, it's not true. It's not true. You're my son." And she took Krishna on her lap, and she embraced him. And Krishna said, but why is it that I'm black and you're golden colored? Mother Yashoda has a golden complexion and Krishna's black. So why is it that I'm black and you're golden? Mother Yashoda said, "You silly boy, you didn't know? You were born at midnight. There was no light. And because of that, you were black." Krishna said, "Oh." And Mother Yashoda said, "And beside that, I always gave you milk from black cows. And because of that, you became black." Krishna said, "Oh, that makes sense." And then Mother Yashoda, she gave those two reasons. Some people give another reason. Where does Krishna live? Some people say that Krishna lives in Vrindavan. But actually, Krishna lives in the eyes of the gopis. And the gopis, they put kajal, black eyeliner, around their eyes. And because Krishna's always in their eyes, Krishna's also become black. Some people give this explanation. So for a long time, there's been some controversy. Who's really Krishna's mother? Was it Devaki? Or was it Yashoda? Would you like to hear another story? Okay, this is a story from a book called Prabhaskanda of the Skanda Purana. I don't think it's ever been translated into English. But my Guru Maharaj told this story. I heard it from him. I'd like to tell you today. Devaki gave birth to six boys when she was in the prison of Kamsa. And one after another, Kamsa came and killed those babies. And Devaki cried. Finally, Devaki was becoming very desperate. She had no children. And Devaki, she prayed to the demigods, "Please, please, let me have just one child. And if you let me have one child, then I promise I'll do some special worship of you." Sometimes Krishna's pure devotees in Braj or other places, sometimes they worship the demigods. The gopis were worshiping Gopeshwar Mahadev. They're worshiping Katyayani. Radharani goes every day and she worships Suryadev, the sun god. So sometimes they do like that. So she was praying, "Please, give me just one child." And then we know she had another baby, which is transferred from her womb to the womb of Rohini. That was Balaram. And then Krishna appeared. And Krishna was taken from Mathura to Gokul, and Yogamaya was brought to Mathura. And everyone thought that Yashoda had a daughter. So meanwhile, Krishna grew up. While Krishna was going up, he did many pastimes. And you may know Indra. You know who Indra is, right? What did Indra do to Krishna? Did he make some mistake? He made a big mistake. What did he do? He what? He tried to kill everyone in Braj. It was really bad. I mean, Krishna saw his father, and the Brijbasi is getting ready to do Indra Puja, and Krishna said, "Bapa, father, what are you doing? We shouldn't worship Indra. We should worship who? Govardhan Hill. We should worship Govardhan Hill, Father, because Govardhan Hill gives us everything. So Nanda Maharaj said, okay. And they did that. They did Govardhan Puja. And Indra became very angry. So Indra, he called for the Samvartika cloud. Samvartika cloud is like 10 million times more powerful than an atom bomb. The Samvartika cloud is what is used to destroy the whole universe at the time of dissolution. So he called for that Samvartika cloud, and it started raining like anything, and thunderbolt was coming, and huge bolts of lightning, and very terrible storm. And then Krishna held up Govardhan Hill. And Indra realized, oh boy, I really blew it. Mm-hmm. So Indra, you may know, he came with a Sarabi cow and he prayed to Krishna, and Krishna forgave him. But afterwards, Indra went back to Amaravati, his abode, and he was feeling very depressed. And one day, Narad Muni came there, and Narad Muni said, hey, Devaraj, Indra, what's the problem? Indra said, I made such a bad mistake. I committed an offense to Krishna. Narad Muni said, but Krishna forgave you. Yes, he forgave me. But I never got to see Krishna's Bala Leela. I never got to see Krishna's childhood pastimes. Narad Muni said, you'd like to see those childhood pastimes? Indra said, yes. Narad Muni said, we'll see if maybe I can make some arrangement. So in the meantime, Krishna had grown up. He went to Mathura, he killed Kamsa, he freed Vasudeva and Devaki. And later he went to Dwarka, where he was staying with Vasudeva and Devaki and Ugrasena. One day, Narad Muni came to visit Devaki. And Narad Muni, he said, Devaki, I'm disappointed with you. Devaki said, what? What did I do? Narad Muni said, I thought that you were a good Kshatriya lady. You were very honest. How is it that you told a lie? Devaki said, that's a very serious thing to say. I never told any lie. Narad Muni said, yes, you did. You made some prayer to the demigods. You promised them that if you got a son, that you would do some worship for them. And you didn't just get any son. You got Krishna. He's the best son. You should do some sacrifice. So Devaki, she said, Narad Muni, I'm just a lady and I don't know about all these sacrifices and things like that. What should I do? So Narad Muni said, you should go to the place known as Prabhas Khetra, which is a little north of Dwarka. It's a sacred place. And there you should call for all the Brahmins and they should do a fire sacrifice. And you get Krishna. Krishna come with a spoon. And while the Brahmins are chanting mantras, Krishna can offer ghee in the fire. Devaki said, very good. Is there anything else I should do? Narad Muni said, yes. You should go and you should invite everyone in the whole world to come. Because we'll distribute Krishna prasadam. And when you distribute Krishna prasadam, everyone should be invited. So, Devaki said, yes, very good. Padmavati was there. Do you know who Padmavati was? Padmavati's a little crazy old lady. She's the so-called mother of Kamsa. And Padmavati, she said, Narad Muni, she said, could you help us? We just ladies, we stay here, we can't go and invite everyone in the world. But you're Narad Muni, you're a spaceman, you can go everywhere, you can invite everyone. Would you please invite everyone for us? And Narad Muni said, yes, I'll go. And then Padmavati said, but one thing, Narad Muni, don't invite those bridge bossies, those people from Vrindavan. Narad Muni said, why? What's the problem with that? Padmavati said, because they're always trying to say that Krishna's their son. And it's a lie, it's not true. Krishna's really the son of Devaki. So don't invite those people. Narad Muni said, okay, I got it, no problem. And he left. And do you know the first place that he went to go? Where he went to? Where? Where do you think? He went to Vrindavan. Because Narad Muni is a troublemaker. Mm-hmm. He went to Vrindavan. And when he arrived in Vrindavan, immediately Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they were very happy to see him. Because they know Narad Muni is a great devotee of Krishna. So they said, hey Narad, how's our Gopal? Is everything okay for him? Narad Muni said, you didn't hear? Mother Yashoda said, hear what? Your Gopal, he's doing a big sacrifice at Prabhas Ketra. Mother Yashoda said, our Gopal? He's doing some sacrifice? Narad Muni said, he didn't invite you? Mother Yashoda felt very sad. No, he didn't invite us. Narad Muni, Nanda Maharaj said, silly woman, he's our boy. Huh? We don't have to have an invitation, we just go. Word very quickly spread throughout Vrindavan that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were going to Prabhas Ketra to see Krishna. Everyone wanted to go. All the cowherd boys, all the gopis, even all the cows, the dogs, the birds in Vrindavan, even the fish in the Jamuna River said, yeah, we're also going to go. We also want to see Krishna. So they were swimming down the Jamuna to the ocean so they could also go to Prabhas Ketra. Then Narad Muni went and invited everyone else in the world, and he went back to Prabhas Ketra where they were doing the sacrifice. And he made a report to Padmavati and Devaki. They said, did you invite everyone? Narad Muni said, yes, I invited everybody. And Padmavati said, you didn't invite those Brijbasis, did you? Narad Muni said, oh God, you told me, I forgot all about that. I'm so sorry. Yes, they're also coming. Padmavati was a little annoyed with Narad Muni. She said, anyway, don't worry. We won't let them in. So the sacrifice was going on and everyone had come. And meanwhile, Devaki and Padmavati were standing in front of the doorway. And Narad Muni, he went to Amaravati and said, hey Indra, do you want to see Krishna's Bala Leela? Yeah. Narad Muni said, come with me. And he brought Indra there. And so they're standing there on the side. And then Mother Yashoda came. And Nanda Maharaj and all the Brijbasis. And they started to go inside. And Devaki and Padmavati stepped in front of them and said, Prabeshni Shade, entrance forbidden. Mother Yashoda said, what do you mean? My boy's there, my Gopal. And Padmavati said, he's not your boy. He's a son of Devaki. Mother Yashoda said, that's not true. He's my Gopal, my boy. There was some controversy. So then they turned to Narad Muni. And they said, Narad Muni, can you tell us who's really Krishna's mother? Narad Muni's in big trouble now. Okay? Because if he says that Krishna is a son of Devaki, he'll break the heart of Yashoda. And if he says that Krishna is the son of Yashoda, he'll break the heart of Devaki. But Narad Muni is very clever. He said, well, actually it's very hard to say who really is the mother of Krishna. He said, I'll tell you what. Authorities have said that the child will always come when the mother calls. So both of you should call for Krishna. And whoever is really Krishna's mother, Krishna will go to that person. Padmavati said, very good. Devaki, you go first. So Devaki started calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But Krishna was doing this yajna. The Brahmins were chanting mantras very loud. Om sahasya sirsa purusaha sahasyaksha sahasyapat sabhumin vishvato vitya achatista dasangulam swaha idam krishna idannamama. And Krishna's pouring ghee in the fire. Krishna couldn't hear Devaki. She was calling and calling. And finally she got tired and she stopped. And then she turned to Yashoda. She said, okay, Didi. Yashoda, you try. And then Mother Yashoda began to call. Kanu, Kanu, Kanu is Mother Yashoda's pet name for her Gopal, for Krishna. She's calling, Kanu, Kanu. Krishna was doing the fire yajna and the Brahmins were chanting mantras. Suddenly Krishna stopped. He said, what's that sound? Someone said, there's some village people here from some village, Vrindavan. Vrindavan? Krishna jumped up. He dropped the wooden spoon in the fire. He said, Ma? Ma? And then an amazing thing happened. Krishna has a form of Dwarkadish. Opulent king with so much gold and jewels and silk dhoti. All that disappeared. And he became suddenly a four-year-old little boy. Naked little boy. And he started running. Ma! 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 And Mother Yasoda is crying, Kalu! Kalu! And little Gopal went running and he jumped in Mother Yasoda's arms. And Mother Yasoda began crying and holding Gopal. We spoke about a very similar thing last night in our class. Maybe a few of you were there. The same thing happened. And this time in Prabhas, it happened in Kurukshetra. Mother Yashoda began to give Krishna a bath. Not with conch shells and water jugs. She was giving him a bath with her tears. When we bathe the deity on Janmashtami, sometimes the devotees, they take water from the Triveni, from three rivers, the Jamuna, the Ganga, and the Sarasvati, which come together at Prayag. So in the same way, Mother Yashoda was giving Krishna a bath with the Triveni. The water from her eyes, her tears, were going past the cudgel, the black ointment on her eyes. And that water became black like the water of the Jamuna. And meanwhile, the milk from Mother Yashoda's breasts was pouring out. She loves her Gopal so much. And that milk from Mother Yashoda's breasts is white like the Ganga. And at the same time, the Sarasvati is a hidden river. Mother Yashoda was giving Gopal a bath with the love of her heart, which no one could see. And in this way, she was giving her Gopal a bath in the Triveni, holding Krishna and crying. And then Narad Muni turned to Indra. And he said, so Indra, you wanted to see Krishna's Gopal Leela, his Bala Leela, his childhood pastimes. Are you happy now? So, this is a story for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Krishna is a son of Mother Yashoda. They always accept like that. And we see in this story, there's a very important lesson. So many people may call Krishna's name. Even Devaki's calling Krishna's name. But not everybody comes. Krishna doesn't always come when just anyone calls. It's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhanna, Bhakti Krishna Nama Smarana Krandana Bolo, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhanna. Bhakti Yoga is a real wealth. Why are you working so hard for some stupid money? Who cares? Krishna will take care of you. I don't need money from anyone. I don't need to have a job. I don't need money from the government. I don't need this or that. Krishna will take care of me. Srila Prabhupada said many times, he said, this Krishna consciousness we're giving free to everyone. We don't charge anyone. We don't ask for money. Krishna will take care of us. Krishna will take care of us. We don't depend on anyone else. Krishna's there. Once, there was one disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. His name was Odalomi Maharaj. He passed away many years ago. He was the acharya in the Purushottam Mutt in Jagannath Puri, just near the Tota Gopinath. And they had many devotees in the temple. And many of the devotees, they were going out and doing collection, and collecting lots of money. And those devotees were becoming a little proud. Yes, I'm better than these other guys because we're collecting the money. If it wasn't for us, there'd be no temple here. And Odalomi Maharaj saw, oh, these guys are rascals. They're very proud. So he called for all the devotees to come together. And he said, from tomorrow on, no more collecting. From this day on, no more collecting. We're just going to do kirtan and depend on Krishna. The devotee said, Guru Maharaj, that's a nice idea, but we need to be practical. We don't have any rice or any foodstuffs here in the temple. We can do that next week. Let's do a big marathon. We'll collect a lot of money. And next week we'll do that. Udalami Maharaj said, no, from right now we're doing it. Okay, Guru Maharaj. So they started doing kirtan. And they didn't have anything to eat. The next day they did kirtan all day long. And there was nothing to eat. And nothing happened. For 3 days they did kirtan and nothing happened. Then on the fourth day they were doing kirtan. Some of them were feeling really hungry after 3 days. Some of them were complaining, Guru Maharaj, I don't know, this is such a good idea. And then suddenly this man came. He had a big bag of rice on his back. And he had a few helpers. He was bringing some sabjis and different things. He said, I want to make some donation to the deities. And from that day on, without asking anyone, just somehow or other, people started bringing foodstuff to the temple. And every day the devotees had all that they needed. Because we depend on Krishna. We don't need anything else. I'm not a prostitute. I don't need your money. I don't need anything from anyone. I depend on Krishna. We chant Krishna's name, and Krishna takes care of us. So bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana. Bhakti is the real wealth. I don't care you have so much money. I want bhakti. Let me have devotion. And if Krishna wants me to starve, very good. I'll starve. But I want to chant. I want bhakti. And Krishna will take care of me if he wants to take care of me. So then you may say, okay, what's bhakti? Bhakti ae Krishna nam. Bhakti is Krishna's name. But smarana, krandana. When you chant Krishna's name, you should remember Krishna. Not just, you're reading a book, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. You're watching a movie, we're doing this thing and that thing. We should remember Krishna. And krandana, we should cry. Like Mother Yashoda cried for Krishna. Because those persons who cry for Krishna, they get Krishna. Kunti Devi, she prays to Krishna. She said, Krishna, I have some problems. Everybody's praying to Krishna because they have problems, isn't it? Krishna said, oh, Kunti Devi, what's your problem? She said, Janmaishvarya, Shruta Shribir, Edamana Madhapuman, Naivahartya Vidatimva, Tomakinchana Gocharam. She said, I have four problems. First problem, how's the verse again? Janma. I have a very high birth. Everybody respects me because I am a queen. If you were the queen, Manjari, if somebody said came to you tomorrow and said, we want to make Manjari the queen of South Africa, would you complain? No? It'd be a good day, wouldn't it? You'd be very happy. But Kunti Devi said, this is very bad. Why is it very bad? She said, no, it's very bad. Everybody's giving me so much respect. Then I can't chant properly. I become proud. What's your second problem? Aishvarya. I have too much money. Do you have too much money? Do you ever complain about that? Kunti Devi's complaining. I have too much money. I'm too opulent. And because I have so much money, I don't depend on Krishna. Janma Aishvarya. Shruta. The next thing is, I have too much education. Would you complain about that? No. I have a PhD from Harvard University. Very bad. Very, very bad. How is that bad? It's bad because then everybody glorifies me. And it's not good for my bhakti. What's the fourth problem you have? Shribir, worst problem of all. I'm too beautiful. Okay, let's be honest, ladies. Ladies, raise your hand. How many ladies think it's a problem to be too beautiful? Raise your hand. Anyone? Manjari? No? But Kunti Devi's praying like that. This is a big problem. Why is it a big problem? Because then I can't cry for you. Krishna says, and what do you want? I'll tell you what I want. Vipada shantuta sasvat tatra tatra jagadguru. I want problems. Give me problems. I want lots of problems. Krishna said, Kunti, are you feeling okay? No, I want problems. Why do you want problems? Because when I have problems, then I think about you. And I call out for you. But when everything's going really good, I become the queen of South Africa. Yes. Then I don't call out for you anymore. And what's the point of my life then? This is really chanting. Someone who cries for Krishna and calls out his name in this way, that person is really chanting. And this is our movement to teach this. In Orissa, there's a nice song. Would you like to learn a song? It's very short. Do you like to learn a song? In Orissa, the Maha Mantra is very popular. Every village, practically in Orissa, they have a kirtan group. They have Gorni Thai deities. I don't think they're as beautiful as these, though. But they have Gorni Thai deities. And every village, they have some kirtan group, and they chant Hare Krishna mantra. Every Ekadasi, they chant all night. Just near our house, we're in Bhubaneswar. We hear every Ekadasi, we hear 24-hour kirtan. And so many different days, they have 24-hour kirtan. And in Orissa, even the smarta Brahmins, who are like the really religious guys, the Mayavadis, even those people, when their ladies get married, as part of the marriage ceremony, the girls take initiation into the Hare Krishna mantra. That's part of the ceremony. Everybody, they chant Hare Krishna. It's a very famous mantra in Orissa. They have a song about it. So I'd like to teach you this song, okay? Now, I'll just say one word at a time, one or two words, and you repeat after me. It's just two lines. It's real simple and short, okay? So here we go. Rama.
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 Nama.
Nama.
Rama Nama.
Rama Nama.
Ladua.
Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Nama.
Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Gi.
Gi.
Krishna Nama Gi.
Krishna Nama Gi. Okay.
Rama Nama Ladua. Krishna Nama Gi.
Rama Nama
Ladua
Krishna Nama Gi.
Wow. Rama Nama Ladua Krishna Nama Gi.
Rama Nama Ladua Krishna Nama Gi.
Hari.
Hari.
Nama.
Nama.
Hari Nama.
Hari Nama.
Kanda.
Kanda.
Hari Nama Kanda.
Hari Nama Kanda.
Kira.
Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Gori.
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 Pi.
Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira. Gori Gori Pi.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira Gori Gori Pi.
Do you have chalk? Do you have chalk? You have chalk? Move that thing. Krishna Kone, you write it down for them. Okay? Maybe you can erase that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We teach you this song. It's a very nice song. Krishna Kone knows this song very well. So we'll try again. Rama Nama Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Krishna Nama Gi.
Krishna Nama Gi.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Krishna Nama Gi.
Krishna Nama.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
You're doing pretty good. Yeah. We'll tell you the meaning of it now. It's a very nice meaning. The name of Lord Ram is like a ladu. Manjari, do you like ladus? Yes. The name of Lord Ram is like a ladu. Go ahead. The name of Lord Ram is like a ladu. Rama Nama Ladua. The name of Lord Ram is like a ladu. The name of Krishna, Krishna Nama Ghi. Krishna's name is like ghee, clarified butter. Does everybody like butter? Like butter? Yes. Okay. The name of Lord Hari.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira. The name of Lord Hari is like sweet rice. You like sweet rice? Okay. So you take the Rama Nama Ladua, the Krishna Nama Ghee, the Hari Nama Kanda Kira, and Gori Gori, you mix them all together and pee, and you drink it. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee. Bolo. Hari Nama Kanda Kira Gori Gori Pi. Hari Nama Kanda Kira. Hari Nama Kanda Kira Gori Gori Pi. Rama Nama Ladua Krishna Nama Ghee. Hari Nama Kanda Kira Gori Gori Pi. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Vamsa Kavadari Vischa Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. And then of course now, and Vari Vaishnavinda Ji Ki. So I want to thank Mahaprabhu for doing so many wonderful things. We have so many wonderful devotees here. We're very, very happy. Now do you understand something? Who's Krishna's mother? Who will you say now? Yashoda. You have a question? Mother Yashoda. She's Krishna's mother. Yes. Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments? Puji. Hare Krishna.
How can you enter the mystic portals of
How can we get the vision to understand those two visits? We have to serve Gurudev. We have to serve someone who knows. If we do that, we render a very confidential service and we'll be tested severely. This morning we were telling a story about how one devotee named Koresh, he once came to Ramanujacharya, his Gurudev, and he said, Guru Maharaj, can you please explain to me the meaning of the verse, Sarva Dharman Parityagya Mame Kam Sharanam Brajaham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yashami Masucha. And Ramanuja told him, yes, if you serve your Gurudev and you completely surrender for 1 year, you do menial service, I'll explain that verse to you. So it's a very confidential verse. Koresh said, Guru Maharaj, maybe I won't live for a year. This life is, this world is a very temporary place. Can you please tell me the meaning? Ramanuja said, this verse is very confidential. He said, okay, I'll tell you one thing. If for 1 month you go from door to door and you just beg, not knowing where you're going to eat, not knowing where you're going to get your food, if you do that for 1 month and you depend on me, and then you come to me after 1 month, then I'll explain the verse to you. So this is called Shravana Adhikar. We spoke about this morning. The qualification to hear. And that qualification comes when we do service for Gurudev. Otherwise, someone can say everything's available in the books. It's all there. There's no such thing as a secret. But there are secrets. There are many secrets. But you can't just get them by reading about it. You get those secrets by doing service, by doing loving service. And then Gurudev, he'll reveal things in your heart. He'll whisper in your ear. And you'll understand. Okay? Excuse me. Anything else, is there? You have such a wonderful group here. All the children, how do you get so many children to come?
Right in the vicinity, so their parents, they send their
children. Acha. Their parents won't come, but they send their children. That's great. And sometimes their children bring prasadam back, maybe, I think.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, there's more kids than
these ones. Acha. Mahaprabhu is a saint. Yeah. Doing a wonderful thing, Prabhuji. Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Is there any other comments or questions or anything? Prabhuji, speak louder. It's hard to hear. Hare Krishna.
I would like to find out how would one, as a devotee, control or balance the motion of the taste, attending, or feeling the feeling that you always have, like you feel like you change every time. And then you find yourself that you are employed, you are working for a company or something like that, and it's disturbing you sometimes because you have to learn, sometimes you have to control the mood. You have to control the extensive because you want to change, you want to do everything, and then you are still physical of the job and the work principles that you have to do.
Personally, I think there's something a little wrong in our society. I'm sorry to say this, but it's not too controversial. But what's wrong is we give all the respect to the brahmacharis and the sannyasis, and we don't respect people who work jobs, and especially we don't respect mothers very much. And I think that's wrong. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we should respect anyone who has bhakti. It doesn't matter if they're a child. If the child has bhakti, we may give more respect to the child than we do to an adult. By Vanashram Dharma, we respect sannyasis and brahmacharis. We should do that. They're very special. But who do we want to respect more? There was one sannyasi. His name was Ramachandra Puri. Have you heard of Ramachandra Puri? It's a story of him in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was going around criticizing all the devotees. And always he was criticizing everyone. And one day he came to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, hey, look at that. Ants. You're eating sweets, I know.
Mahaprabhu was not eating sweets. There's ants everywhere in India. The Ramachandra Puri was such a fault finder. He started criticizing even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was a sannyasi. Then there's another devotee you may have heard of, I don't know. His name was Ramananda Roy. Have you heard of Ramananda Roy? Ramananda Roy was a grihastha. And he used to train the dancing girls to serve Lord Jagannath. Sometimes he was giving massage to their bodies in all different places. And people were thinking, who is this fellow? He's just some attached householder. So who would you like to associate with more? Ramananda Roy or Ramachandra Puri? Ramachandra Puri was criticizing everyone of Ramananda Roy. We want to associate with Ramananda Roy. Even though he's not a sannyasi, we want to associate with people who have bhakti. And I see that it's very difficult to be a devotee and work a job, to chant 16 rounds, to go and associate with people. All the people in your work, they're not vegetarian. And they're telling you sometimes, hey man, come on here, have a sandwich. Oh, no thanks, I don't do that. Well, here, have a beer then. Well, I don't do that. Okay, all right, then have a cigarette anyway. Well, I don't do that either. What do you do, man? It's very difficult, isn't it? To go around those kind of, and they're smoking things, they're drinking, and the smells are coming to you. It's very strong maya. For someone to be able to be Krishna conscious in that situation is much more difficult than it is for a sannyasi living in the temple or a brahmachari. I can tell you very honestly, and we should give respect to those persons. We should learn from them. Because I'd like to learn from such a person who can be Krishna conscious. If you can be Krishna conscious in hell, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. To be Krishna conscious in the spiritual world, that's not so hard. But if you can be Krishna conscious in hell, that's very, very difficult. So we should respect those devotees. We told a story this morning about Narad Muni and how Narad Muni was becoming a little proud. And he was thinking, there's no better devotee than me. I'm the best of all the devotees. So just to confirm his understanding, he went to Lord Narayan. Said, my dear Lord, who is your best devotee? Please tell me. And Lord Narayan said, well, there's this householder who's got 5 kids. Lives down on the earth planet. He's my best devotee. Narad Muni said, really? Lord Narayan said, yeah. You should go down and visit him. You have mystic powers. You turn yourself invisible. And you go and you spend the day with him and you can see. So he did. He went there at 3 o'clock in the morning. He saw the guy's not getting up. No Mangal Arati. No japa, no tilak. 5 o'clock in the morning, finally gets up. And immediately he's helping his wife take care of the children. Then he's going out in the field and working really hard. Comes back for a little meal. Works hard all day long. No Mangal Arati, no tilak, no japa, no Bhagavatam class. He's working hard all day long in the field. Comes back late at night and takes rest. Narad Muni's thinking, I don't get this. I don't understand. So he went back to Lord Narayan. He said, my Lord, how is this guy the best devotee? And Lord Narayan said, well, Narad Muni, yesterday when you were hanging out with him all day, how many times did you think about me? Narad Muni said, well, tell you the truth, I didn't remember you at all. I was so busy watching this guy. This guy was so busy, man. I was exhausted just following him around. Narad Muni, and Lord Narayan said, you know, Narad Muni, that householder was in samadhi all day, just thinking of me constantly. He's my best devotee. So Krishna sees that. Sometimes in our society, we don't appreciate the mothers who raise so many children and go through a lot of hard work. It's very, very difficult. I know one Mataji, one Prabhupada disciple, she had twins, 2 boys. You know what it's like? Being a mother is like being an all-night supermarket. Mm-hmm. The baby comes to you all, Mataji knows, they come to you in the middle of the night, they want something to eat. If you have 2 of them at the same time, one of them wakes up and wants to eat, so you have to wake up and feed the baby. And then that one finishes, you start to go to sleep, then the other one wakes up. She wasn't getting any sleep for months. For several years, it was extremely, extremely difficult. And nobody's appreciating, but still she was crying, trying to chant her rounds. Very, very difficult thing. So whose japa is more valuable? Someone who's living in the temple and it's very, very easy for them, Or someone in that situation has two babies and they're having to feed them and they're trying to chant. Krishna sees this person, in spite of all the difficulties, they're still Krishna conscious. This person's my best devotee. Krishna sees that. And I think as a society, we should learn to see that. We should appreciate everyone. Those devotees who have to work jobs, those mothers who are taking care of children, sometimes they're the best devotees. I know. Okay? It's a nice question, Paul. Thank you. Anything else, is it, Prabhuji?
Yes, Prabhuji. I would like to know, what would be your opinion whereby a couple staying together and the other one is pretty much on this level on bhakti and the other one is pretty much low.
How should they treat each other? A couple living together means they're not married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But they have a daughter.
There's different systems of marriage in different places in the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote an article called The Marriage System of West Bengal. And in there he speaks about it, how all over India there's different marriage ceremonies. One of them is called the Gandharva system of marriage. There's no ceremony. It's just the guy goes and grabs the girl and says, come with me. And they run away together to their house. That's also a kind of marriage. That wasn't the kind of marriage system that Srila Prabhupada established. We like to see a fire yajna. Prabhupada established that. And because then you have some feeling in your heart that this is very serious. And I'm making a vow for my whole life to take care of this lady. I can't leave her. I can't go to someone else. But someone may be still living together without a marriage, a Gandharva marriage. But if they're very dedicated to each other, that's the most important thing. Someone else may have a fire ceremony and then they cheat on their wife. And they may say, we had a fire ceremony. You never had a fire ceremony. We're better than you. No. This other couple are better because they stayed together even though they didn't have a fire ceremony. Mm-hmm. The important thing is the devotees should be faithful to each other. But it's good if we can have some ceremony. Because that ceremony, it's a public thing. And then everybody knows you're making a proclamation to everyone. I'm going to accept her as my wife. And I promise I'm going to maintain her for my whole life. And she's promising I'm going to accept him as my husband. And they're doing it in front of so many witnesses. And you're getting blessings from so many people. But you're also taking a risk of getting cursed by so many people. Because if you break that vow, you break that promise, and you cheat on your wife, you cheat on your husband, then so many people will be angry with you. So it's a very serious thing. This is why in Vedic culture in India, they have traditionally some ceremony like that. It's an important thing. What was your second question? How they can work together? Sometimes people think, we were in Odessa, Ukraine, a few years ago, and we gave a class and we were saying that devotees should love each other. Even husband and wife, they should love each other in Krishna consciousness. One of the brahmacharis was there. Ukrainian brahmacharis, Russian brahmacharis are fanatics. And he raised his hand, he said, that's nonsense. Prabhupada said, there's no such thing as love in this material world. Mm-hmm. So we, at that time we quoted a verse to him. Mm-hmm. From the Satvata Tantra. Hari Lila Satochara Pareshu Satatam Tvaya Karya Pritastava Hariya Yata Bhakti Nanashati. The devotees should learn to love each other. And especially we should love anyone who's speaking Krishna Katha or anyone who's doing Krishna Kirtan. And if you do that, then Yata Bhakti Nanashati, your bhakti, your devotion to Krishna will always be protected. So we should love each other. But Krishna is love. If there's no Krishna in the center of the relationship, there's no love. Then your relationship is just based on bodily love. And if she becomes big and fat, then maybe you don't want to marry her anymore. Mm-hmm. Or someone throws acid in her face or some horrible thing. But if you love her as a devotee, and she loves you as a devotee, then your relationship is very powerful. It's very purifying. Huh? And someone may say, but you may cry. If your wife dies, your husband dies, yes, you'll cry. But that crying is not ordinary crying. You're crying for a devotee. That kind of crying will help you in your bhakti. So we should love each other. Girls, you should love your friends. Huh? Huh? But you love your friends in Krishna consciousness. You love doing kirtan together, hearing Krishna katha together, taking prasadam together. The men should love the other men in this way. The husband and wife should love each other in this way. You should love your children in this way. You love them with Krishna in the center. Krishna's real love. It's not that we're telling people don't have love. We're telling people have more love. We're telling people you don't know what love is, man. You think love means something with the body. That's just a nasty thing. Real love is ahoitakiya patiyatats, unmotivated, uninterrupted. That's pure love. The purpose of this movement is to teach people what is real love. Not to tell grihasthas or men and ladies don't love each other. We're telling them love each other more, but keep Krishna in the center. And that means respect. You may say, well, sweetheart, I love you, and I also love this other girl over here, and I love that girl over there too. How is that love? Love means some dedication. It means I'm going to take care of you. It means I'm dedicated to you. Okay? It's a very good, honest question. Anything else is there? Prabhuji? How significant is what? That we're grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Well, what does it mean to be grateful to Srila Prabhupada? There's two words in Sanskrit, kritagya and kritagna. Two different words, two different meanings. Kritagya means grateful. The word kritagya also means following the instruction, following the order. So to be grateful to Srila Prabhupada means I'm going to do what he said. I'm going to follow his instructions. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna mantra, follow four principles, read Krishna book, read the books, distribute books, take only Krishna prasadam. That's what it means to be grateful. What does kritagna mean? Kritagna means someone who's not grateful. The word gna means to kill or die. It means someone who doesn't follow the orders of their guru. That person is ungrateful. The word kritagya also, there's another synonym for, we were speaking about this morning also. Kritagya is another synonym for dog. So a devotee is like a dog. I have my dog collar. I'm a dog of my Guru Maharaj. And like a dog, I'm grateful. If a dog, you throw a dog a little piece of bread or something, the dog is very happy. He'll never forget you. He's very grateful. So I should be like a dog of my spiritual master and always be grateful. So we should be grateful to Srila Prabhupada. He gave us so much. Okay? Hare Krishna. I like to associate with Mahaprabhu. I have a feeling. I see he has a lot of appreciation for Srila Prabhupada. I think so. Okay? Anything else is there? Is that okay, Manjari? You happy? Yes? All right. Prabhuji? How do we stay steady in our spiritual life? Rupa Goswami says, utsaha nischaya dharyat. We should be very enthusiastic and very patient and very steady. So if we're always enthusiastic, if we have faith, then we can be steady. We have to have faith in Krishna. If we don't have faith in Krishna, then how will we be steady? Then we'll see, oh, it's very difficult. How am I going to, I have to have money. If I just chant Hare Krishna, I'm not going to get money. We don't really have faith in Krishna. So then how can I be steady? So then how do I get that faith? By association. If you associate with people who don't believe in God, or atheists, then you may also start becoming a doubter. I don't know about this or that. If you associate with people who have strong faith, you'll get strong faith. So we need to come together. And not just come together and take prasadam. That's nice. But we should come together and we should discuss. We should be honest. Because in Rupa Goswami, he describes Guhya Makyati Prichati. We should reveal our heart. Reveal our heart means speak our doubts. Be honest. This is nice. I like the prasadam. Philosophy is a nice thing. But you're going to tell me God is a blue boy? Sounds a little far out to me. Maybe you have a doubt like that. You'd be honest and speak that. And the devotees, they'll give you some answer. Oh,
I understand now. It's a very, in India, millions of people, they worship Krishna like that. And God is blue because that's the color of Madhurya Ras. And the devotees, they, the gopis, they love Krishna so much. We were speaking three different reasons why Krishna's bluish black. You remember? So we can give some answer like that. So we should be honest. Just like there, a person who's not straightforward, who's not simple, then he can't understand. He can't be steady. You may have a student in mathematics. He's in the math class. And many students are there. And this student can't understand what the teacher's telling. But he's embarrassed to admit, to raise his hand and ask a question. So how is he ever going to learn? Unless you're honest, and you raise your hand and say, maybe I'm a little stupid, but I can't understand that thing. And then maybe people will laugh at you. Very good, fine. But let me be honest, and then I'll understand. So it requires simplicity, and it requires association. If we have good association, then we can become steady. We can become faithful, and then we'll become steady. Okay? It's a good question. Okay? Anything else is there? You should really come together and have a very strong community. We need some senior, wise people. And we need to hear from each other about our problems, the difficulties that we face, how hard it is at work. You know, people who are non-vegetarian, people who are doing different things. Speak frankly about it. If you don't speak about that, you just keep to yourself, then maybe we won't see you anymore at a certain point. You may just disappear. You should be honest. Be simple. Okay? Is that okay, Manjari? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki Gopremanande Vamsa Kapadaru Vishcha Kipa Sindhu Deva Cha Parita Nam Pavani Vaishna Deva Srila Prabhupada ki Suvaro Bhaktas ki Mahaprabhu ki. Hey Krishna Kun, can you help? Oh,